It's Wednesday, the 21st of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The second annual oil and gas conference is underway in Windhoek at the Mercure Hotel, with the Mines and Energy Minister Thomas Alwendo slated to open the event this morning. On day one, Precious Ehihamen of Moneda Investments stressed the importance of empowering the SMEs to enter the oil and gas sector, noting their strong interest but limited knowledge on how to navigate the market.
SMEs need to understand how they can transfer the skills from the mining industry to the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry can be slightly more stringent, especially with respect to specifications and, you know, adhering to health, safety and not and the policies. So it's very important for these SMEs to be trained on what these things entail. SMEs need favorable policies for them to be able to participate. Policies like the local content policy, the value retained in Nigeria sort of went up after the Nigerian Content Act was signed. So something like that would actually improve the participation of SMEs in Namibia.
The Home Affairs Ministry has suspended the issuance of Section 38 Certificates of Identity to foreign spouses of Namibian citizens. The decision is due to the certificates not aligning with the Immigration Control Act, according to spokesperson Margaret Scalo.
To assist affected individuals during this period, the ministry has put in place a temporary measures. All individuals who need confirmation letters for specific services are urged to approach the Ministry Office of the Chief of Immigration to be issued with confirmation letters for institutions that require such documents. The ministry understands the importance of these documents and is working diligently to finalize the review process.
To South Africa, where the DA in Gauteng says Premier Panyaza Lesufi presents himself as a champion of the people, yet he walks a path that leads only to further hardship for residents. The party responded to the Premier's State of the Province address. In his address last week, Lesufi made promises to deal with a range of challenges, including unemployment, crime and poor infrastructure. The DA's Katuchelo Rasilingwane says the Premier's speech lacked the practical steps to deal with the challenges.
The Premier of Gauteng, like many of his comrades in government, has perfected the art of gaslighting. He stands before the people of Katlehong promising hope and change. However, his action tells a different story, a story of betrayal, deception, and utter disregard to the people that he claims to serve.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries could begin vaccinating against mpox within days, Africa's top public health agency announced on Tuesday to Reuters. The African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been coordinating with affected countries on logistics and communication strategies to facilitate the rollout of vaccine doses, which are expected to arrive soon following pledges from the European Union, Bavarian Nordic, the United States and Japan. Iran has hacked into former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign, according to U.S. security agencies. The FBI, National Intelligence Office, and Cybersecurity Agency also said Tehran tried unsuccessfully to breach the Biden-Harris campaign. Reporting for us from Washington is Caroline Malone.
A few days ago, Trump advisor Roger J. Stone said his Hotmail and Gmail accounts had been compromised. Media outlets, including New York Times and Washington Post, have also reported receiving internal campaign records, such as a dossier on J.D. Vance, Trump's running mate. Iran has denied the hack and said the allegations are unsubstantiated and devoid of standing. But the intelligence community said in a statement it is confident that the Iranians have, through social engineering and other efforts, sought access to individuals with direct access to the presidential campaigns of both political parties. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.